Okay, the boys said today's daf is daf Pei Zayin. Because Pninim Yekara. Torah is precious more than Poz and Pninim, the most valuable precious stones and gems. Zoktimar, we're holding at the Gemara right after the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. And the Gemara begins on the sixth line, seventh line, Ein Mevi'in Loi Masik V'Loi Mevusha V'Loi Me'ushan V'Mhevi Posel. The Gemara is going to ask now a stira, an internal contradiction in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we had yesterday, going back to the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amid Beis, about six, seven lines into the Mishnah, it says, Ein Mevi'in Helistioin V'Mhevi Kosher. What's Helistioin? So we explained already yesterday, that means it's very, very sweet wine because of the sun. And we said that Helistion has something to do with Hellenism, which has something to do with sun worship. Therefore, Helistion means it got very sweet as a result of being in the sun. And if you brought it b'diavad, it's kosher. Look at Chela, don't bring such super sweet wine. It's considered to be inferior. But if you did, no, it's kosher. Now, if you skip a line, the line begins, Ein mevi'in loy masoik v'loy ma'ushin v'loy mevushel. Don't bring sweet wine. Don't go and bring smoked wine. Don't bring cooked wine. But the evidence maybe is possible. And therefore, the Gemara is asking a stira between the halistioin and the masoik. Now, when we explained it yesterday, we said that masoik is referring to sweet bananas as a result of the sun, but an internal sweetness. In other words, this type of grape is such that it turns very, very sweet, and especially if you leave it for a while, what have you. Anyway, here we said by Helistia...
Raisins, Russian kavain.
Yeah, Russian kavain?
Russian kavain, when grapes dry out, they become raisins.
Good.
Like Weiland, but it's a bit diabetic wine.
Right. So I think maybe that's from the Yashan. Here we're talking about the stira between Helistion and Mosuk. Helistion means that it's very, very sweet as a result of the sun. Mosuk means it's very, very sweet as a result of internal forces, DNA of this grape. The stira of the Mishnah is that in the Helistion it says, B'diavad, it's kosher. Here by the Mosuk it says, B'diavad, is possible. Freitag the Amara. Ein mevi'in loy masoik v'loy mevushel v'loy me'ushan v'mhevi posel. V'aktani reishei mevi'in es halistioin v'mhevi kosher. It's a chasid. Amar ravina korech v'tani. What you have to do is you have to go and put the two together. In other words, basically what the Gemara is saying is you have to do slight modification and surgery on our Mishnah. How would you do that? By combining the two cases, the ein mevi'in halistioin, together with the case of the masoik, and say about both of them that it is possible, and therefore basically white out the mhevi kosher when it says ein mevi'im helistioin, then go straight to skip over the ein mevi'in yoshan, go ein mevi'in helistioin, the ein mevi'in like masoik, v'le ma'ushim, v'le ma'ushim, mhevi kosher. See, if you look at the Rashi, first the Rashi Ksav Yad, Rashi says, Vom Amris Reisha. This is six, seven lines into the Rashi Ksav Yad, where it says Gemara. Vom Amris Reisha, Belistionim Hevi Kosher. Vahadutani, Bemosik, Mehevi Apostle. Make up your mind. Every mark Rech Vetani, Halistion, Umosik Badodi. Put the two together. Vetani Betravayu, Mehevi Apostle. So you gotta go and take the Halistion and combine it, Kroich Vetani, combine it with Emevi and Lemosik, because both Halistion and Mosik are possible. The Rashi on the top says it a little bit more expansively. Rashi is fifth line from the top of the Yomid Kroich Vetani. Ein mevi'in halistioin, lefish ein mevi'in loy masik v'loy ma'ushin v'loy mevushel v'mhevi posel. The difference between the top Rashi and the bottom Rashi is that the top Rashi doesn't only combine the halistioin case with the masik case, but he says put the whole phrase together. So basically, take out the ein mevi'in halistioin v'mhevi kosher from the reisha. Now insert the words ein mevi'in halistioin in the sefer. Ein mevi'in halistioin. You know why you can't bring halistioin? Because you can't bring masik, as well as ma'ushin and mevushel. Because any one of those would be possible. Now note the Gemara doesn't say kreich v'tani, that they're all possible. Just kreich v'tani means merge the two together as one case. And because, why am I pointing this out? Because in fact, Tosis learns that you merge the two together. But it's kusha. If you look at the third Tosis from the Tak, kreich v'tani, lahakshir ka'omar. etc. So therefore, the way Ravin is learning, according to Tosis, not Krech Vatuni, that we take the Halistion and we push it to the Sefer, and we merge it with the Leimosik, Leimoushin, and the Heavy Apostle, but rather we take the Mosik and we bring it up to the Reisha. We upgrade it to Halistion and a Mosik, then Heavy is Kosher. Okay, but bottom line is we took away the stira by combining the two. Either both are pasul, or both of them are kosher, and we no longer have a stira. Obviously, this type of surgery is not the most desirable teretz, and therefore Rav Ashi says a different teretz. Rav Ashi Amar chulia de shimshel lemois, chulia de peira mois. The word chulia over here has nothing to do with spines or vertebrae. The word chulia in Aramaic means sweetness. If it's sweetness, machmas the shemesh loy mois, it's not considered to be mois, and therefore b'diavet it's kosher. Chulia de peira, if it happens to be a sweetness from within the peira, then it's mois, then it's no good. What's the svar over here? Because the chulia de shemesh, the svar is that the peira on its own really is solid, and therefore this wine is great. The problem was that there was just too much sun got on these grapes, sun ripened grapes, or sun soaked grapes, and that caused these grapes to have a bit of a defect or a blemish that they were so super sweet. So therefore, mitzat atzmon, the DNA of these peiros, of these grapes, are really, they're excellent grapes. Now, there was some outside traumatic accident in the form of just too much sun. Mashenkin chuli de peira means that these peiros themselves, the variety, the type of these peiros, their DNA is that they're too sweet, and therefore they're not really to be brought on the mizbeach, because they're considered to be inferior. So we don't have to change the gears at all. But Alistion Imhevi is kosher. By the case of the Mosik, Imhevi is possible. Zorkim Arbaita. It says by wine that if it's old wine, we'll soon see what old wine means, then it is no, it is Ein Mevien, don't break it. My time of Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe? Omakurk, it says in the Pasuk, Lakeves Yoyin. The V-State Lakeves Yoyin. We have number two. Viniskehem. We're going to line the Semir Tashem on Thursday and Friday as part of the Rosh Chodesh lining. Viniskehem Chatziahin Yela Porish, Lisha Sein La'ayl, Rviasahin, Lakeves Yoyin. So the Yoyin is written after the word Lakeves, and therefore the Gemara darshins a smichus from Keves to Yoyin, the Ma Keves Ben Shinah. So what's the difference between a Keves and an Ayil? A Keves is up to a year, an Ayil is up to 2 years, and so therefore Keves is referring to, or maybe it's even higher, but it's more than a year, but Keves is Ben Shinah. So if Yoyin is also Ben Shinah, so it's got to be up to a year. And therefore, if it's older than that, no good. And that's why the Mishnah says, if it's Yoshin, no good. So tomorrow, Ibazoi, based on what you're telling me, that this is because of the hekish of Yayin to Keves and Keves to Yayin, Ima Keves Ben Shleishan and Basel, where you need a Keves, and you bring a Keves Ben Shleishanim, which means an Ayil is Basel. Av Yayin Ben Shleishanim Basel, you're going to tell me that Yayin is Basel, Yayin Yoshan is Basel. Our Mishnah doesn't tell you about Yayin Yoshan Bidi Eved. It just says Yayin Yoshan Ein Mevien according to Rabbi. But according to what you're saying, that you're learning Yayin from Keves, just like by Keves Vidyavet, if the Keves is too old, it's possible, then you should say by the Yayin if it's too old, it's possible. You can say, yeah, so he's talking. But then we have in the Braisa, Yayin Beshteshonim Lo Yavin Mevi is kosher. Oh, yo, yo. It says that if it's older than 2 years, or it's older than a year, it's kosher b'diavad. Man shamas lady omer lo yavi. Who's the one that says lo yavi lichatchila? That's Rabbi. Because in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan hold you can bring even lichatchila. So who's the one that says yain ben shteishanim lo yavi, that it's not kosher lichatchila? That's Rabbi. But it says b'diavad mehevi is kosher. B'makomer mehevi kosher. Aye, if the whole nekoyer to yayin yoshin is from a keves, just like a keves when it gets too old, it's possible with the yevet. So I should say that when wine gets too old, it should be possible with the yevet. Elom Rabbi, the time of the Rabbi. Forget about the keves. Yoin, a brand new reason. It says in the pasuk, "I'll tell you, yayin ki is Adam." That this pasuk is a pasuk in Mishle, which is giving musr to people or hadracha to people, and it's telling them, Mister, stay away from wine. because when you see red wine, it can become very enticing and almost seductive in nature. And once you drink too much wine, who knows what's going to happen? Nichnas yayin yotza soid. The person can act in very, very bad ways. And Rahman al-Islam, who knows what types of tartars. Look at Nebuchadnezzar traffic accidents because of people that are intoxicated when they are driving. So driving and drinking, or drinking in general, drinking more than your share, can unfortunately be very, very dangerous. So that's a pasuk of Teriyah and Ki Yisada. However, we're learning from this based in our Gemara that Yisada means when it is red. And both Rashi on top and Rashi in the bottom, Rashi Ksaviyat, both explain that in the first year, the redness of the wine is at its best. After it's over a year old, then the redness of the wine tends to dull somewhat, and it's no longer as red as it was initially. And therefore, this is the pasuk that tells you that the real, real wine, when it's solid red, if it's no longer red, it's a shana bissel shvacha. It's no longer the pristine, clear wine that you're looking for. If you look at the Rashi Ksaviyah down below, in the middle of the lines, I'll tell you, Yain Kiyas Adam, Alma Bishasan Mimus Mufkharu. You see from this pasuk, when they're talking about person, be careful not to take wine when it is red, because when it's red, it's at its best. Mufkharu. The Kimlon, and we have a Mesoira, a tradition, of course the redness doesn't go and turn to green and to yellow and orange, but it dulled somewhat. It's not as red as it was the first year, and therefore classic red is within a year and not more than that. If I'm not mistaken, it says for the Arba Koisis you're supposed to go and take red wine based on this passing. Amen. So continuing on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Eimidin loymin adolius v'chuli, and it says at the end of the Mishnah, but you're supposed to bring min hakramim hu avudim. So what does all of that mean? Eimidin min adolius means you're not supposed to bring wine that came from grapes that were hanging from poles. If you've ever gone to a vineyard, you'll see that many of the vines are standing up on poles. Elamin aragdioi, says the Mishnah, but rather take those which are low-lying, like on the ground or close to the ground. And from the kramim or avudim, kramim are vineyards, or avudim, which are oska arbit, which were worked in. Now, how do you work in a kerem? Kerem is not like your standard field where you go and do a plowing and then you do a planting of seeds. Because after all, just like any orchard, fruits grow year after year after year. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a bracha into the fruit trees that you don't need to go and plant them. But you do need to go and do some work in the garden or in the vineyard to make sure that they really grow perfectly. So what they do by the kerem is they do a lot of hoeing and they do a lot of shoveling near where the roots are of the vines, so that to go and free up the soil and get the air into it, the minerals and nutrients, and the ganze geschäft, whatever the farmers do to go and work in the fields. So it says in our Mishnah, if you want to go and bring good wine to the Beis Hamikdash, go make sure it's from a type of kerem, from a type of vineyard or avudim, where they taka worked in this kerem to go and improve it and to strengthen the taste and the quality of the grapes. So now exactly how many times, Tana, back to our Gemara, Tana, we learned to the price of Krum Avudim Pamayim Bishana, at least twice a year. In other words, once a year is not enough. Apparently that was kind of standard. When you talk about Avudim, it means that the Taka worked in it twice a year. And the Gemara Taka tells us, a Masa Shair of Yosef, Havali Karna de Pardesa. If Yosef had a small piece of Pardes where they grew grapes for wine, the Rafik Bey Tvei Rivka, that instead of just doing one type of Rafik, in other words, one type of hoeing, he did it twice, presumably two times, one winter, one summer, what have you. The Ovid Chamran, as a result, the wine was so strong, the Dorimaya Al Chad train, that it was double strong than your normal regular wine. How much is the strength of your regular wine? Both the Rashi on top and the Rashi Ksaviyad tell us that in the times of Chazal, they used to go and dilute three parts water to one part wine. Three parts water to one part wine to go and dilute the strength of the wine so it would be drinkable. In the case of Rav Yosef, they had to go and put in six quantities of water to one part wine to show you how strong it was. That's the Al-Khad train. It was double strong than your normal regular wine. If you look at the Rashi on the top, Rufik Leitvei Rivka, a little bit halfway down, past halfway down, Rufik Leitvei Rivka, Shechofru Pamayim, like we said in the Gemara, go and dig and hoe twice. Vidori Mai Al Khatrain, Shoy Yochel, the Moizgoy Bemayim, Kiflayim, Miyayin Acher. They were able to go and be moizig to dilute the wine, double the shear of any other wine. The Yayin Bialmo, Dori Al Khatlosa. It's usually three parts water to one part wine. V'zel mekabel al-chad shisha. Here it was one to sixth. V'haynu al-chad train v'yayin acher. Instead of three parts water, but there were six parts of water here to one part of wine. That means al-chad train, that it was double as strong as any other wine that was normally at that time. So you see the strength of doing the pamayim of avud. So the more right, it said in our Mishnah when they would store the wine for purposes of the base. Maybe they didn't put it into these large vats or large barrels, but rather said the Mishnah, but rather bechov yois ketanos. Now, unfortunately, today we don't know exactly what it means chov yois ketanos because we don't have pictures. We don't know real live what was a chov yois ketan at the time. Does that mean a barrel that held in it 5 gallons, 10 gallons, 50 gallons, 100 gallons? So Gemara wants to give us a sense of it. Tana, we learned in the Brisa, chov yois kadios ludios ubeinoinios. The chov yois that we're talking about is that if you went to Lud and you bought there a kad. A barrel. Apparently Lud was, I assume, a marketplace where people bought barrels. If you bought there a Beinonius, the mid-size Ludian barrel, that's the Chovius Ketanus of our Mishnah. So not a small Ludian barrel, and not a big one, but a mid-size. This is good for our Mishnah. That would be perfect. And the Brisa tells us something more, which we did not have in our Mishnah. When you're putting the barrels into the wine cellar, don't push all the barrels together, one next to each other, but rather leave space between one and the other. And the reason for that, explains Rashi down below, is because what happens if one of them is miskalkel, it spoils, it becomes sour, then it will emit some sort of reach, some sort of stench. I question your stench, but at least it will, you'll be able to tell that it's sour wine. And that sourness of the wine might go and seep into the next barrel right next to it and cause that one also to become sour. Therefore, revach tesimu bein eder uvein eder, or between chavius and chavius. So if one goes bad, it doesn't become contagious that all should go bad. So we're now quoting from the Mishnah again. Ketzer boidik gizbar yoshiv, the ketzer boidik gizbar yoshiv bekana biyodrei zorak agir hikish bekana. You remember we learned in the Mishnah yesterday that they went and put the faucet in the middle of the barrel, and then they would open up the barrel. In other words, they would get out the contents by opening the faucet, and then the gizbar would watch. And if he saw that there was Zorak Hagir means that there was some sort of white particles from the sediment down below, then he realized, there's a problem. And instead of going and telling the Balin, stop the flow of the wine, he would be Hikish Bekana. He would go and take a reed, and he would go and give a tap, either on the Balin, on the table, or against the Chovius. He'd give a light tap with this reed, so that people would know, stop. Don't allow for the further emission of contents from that particular chavis. Tana, we learned in the Praisa, Zorak Hagir Shol Shmarim, the gear that we're talking about is taka from the sediment down below, where you have some whiteness on top of that sediment. That's how Rashi learned yesterday. Zorak Hagir Shol Shmarim, Lovan Shetachas Hayayin, right? Rashi, third line from the top, that this gear had such a white appearance to it. Gear, lovin shetach zayin shetzof al shmarim, which was on top of the shmarim. Anyway, so when the gizbar sees that, hikish bekana. Pray timara v'leimalei neimer, like we asked yesterday, let the gizbar say something. He should say, stop, you know, no more. Why does he go and hikish bekana? Besai le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, k'shem shadim b'yofalu b'samim. Kach dibara liyayin, just like dibara is good for psamim. And Rashi quotes what the Oilim quoted yesterday, that by the Pita Maktoidis it says, the Shoichik used to say, hodek, hated, hated, hodek, because that was the kol yofel absamim, and here the Gemara says kishem shadibur yofel absamim. The talking, the noise, whatever, that's all good for the grinding of the psamim. It adds, I guess, a certain degree of aroma to the psamim, but the dibur is not good for yayin. So when you go to a wine cellar, you should try to be as quiet as possible, so that it shouldn't go and ruin any of the wine. Okay, so anymore about Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. What did Rabbi Yehuda say at the top of the Omid on the fourth line? If yesh by kemachim, if you have a wine that has kemachim in it, kemachim, we said yesterday, Rashi says shkoinish all the way at the top. But the article said that the shkoinish means mold at the top. So Hartanakama said don't use from the kemachim, but presumably you can use the rest of the wine. However, contribution to Yehuda, if you have this type of mold on top, don't use the wine at all. Yeshbe kemachim is possible, because it's got to be tmimim yulechem viniskeim. It's Yochti Mariet, Boy Rabbi Yochanan, or on the side it says Boy Rava, and this is the fourth Rava that we've had now in the last two or three days, where Rava asks the same question again. He says, Igdishu Maush Yikolam Mishum Balmum. What happens if you're Makdish this wine, which is deficient and inferior because it has mold on top of it, and it's possible, and you decide to go be Makdish it nevertheless? What's the din? What's the din? Are you going to go and get Malkis out of Balmum? You remember we had the Rashi on Pehei on the base that brought the Gemara from the Sechs of Smur and Dav Vav, that a person who's Makdish a Balmum lemizbeach, he's Chas Sholem, he can be Loike Chomesh, five times Malkis. And the Gemara brings you five Psukim. One of the Psukim is Koyla Sher Balmum Loisakrivu, Kiloy Lerotzin Yilachat. So there's a lot. Don't be mafresh a carbon of jasmine mold. So what happens if you're makdish this type of inferior wine? Do you have a problem of being oiver, being makdish balmum? So if you want to keep the pasuk balmum dami, and therefore you should have the five malkisim. So if you want to take tish v'yataritz, remember we looked at the toisis. The toisis asked on Pehei Amid Beis, why does the Gemara ask the same question four times? And toisis says yeshem tzrichas and muzvain epes tzrichas. And yesterday we quoted the Radvaz on the Rambam that says that Rava said all of these four memories. Each time it says a different name, but the Masoras Hashas or the Shita changes it to Rava. And he was saying it in order of the least close to a carbon to the most close to a carbon. Meaning he started off with the Eitzim, he went to the Yayin, then to the Shemen, and then to the Mincha. The reason why he started off with the Eitzim, because Eitzim would appear to be the least of a carbon, because it's used just as an accessory to go and burn the kabbats. So maybe there's no problem with Balmum. So Imtim Soloyim, that there's no Balmum over there. And what's the mit Yayin? So you're going to tell me, well, Yayin is also not a real carbon, because you go and pour it on the Shitin and not in the Maracha. So what about Shemen? Shemen is a real carbon. Yeah, but Shemen, normally you don't go and bring on its own. You can, but if you brought the Shemen, usually it's part of a Mincha. So therefore, it's part of a carbon. So maybe there's no Dinah Balmum if you bring inferior Shemen. But if you bring an inferior Mincha, Mincha is a real carbon. It goes on the Mizbeach itself, like a Bahaima. But the mice is furnished behind. So therefore, you keep on going from the least to the most, closest to the Haima. And by all four, the Gemara says, Tish B'taritz, we have to wait for Eliyahu Hanavi. Okay, so now we were talking about bringing the best products to the Beis HaMikdash. In our Mishnayis that we learned from the beginning of the parak until now, we talked about the Alpha, meaning, he said, Lemushal Legabi, the grain, the best grain they would go and bring would be from Kanis and Zakha. And then we said, the best Shemen they would go and bring would be from Tekoya, and the best wine they would go and bring would be from other places. The Mishnah said in Pei Vav Midbeis, Yain they would bring from Kiduchim, the Atulim, Alpha the Yain. So these are the best of the best. We want to bring the best Kerbana. Sorry. Let's talk about behemoths now. If you wanted to go and bring Elim, Elim, remember, are from the sheep family. The difference between a keves and an ayil is a keves is up to a year, an ayil is above a year. So if you have Elim, they used to bring those from Moav. Those are the best. Kvasim they would bring from Chevron. Apparently, the Elim and Moav, when they were rich, obviously, all Elim started off as Kvasim. So when they were in Moav as Kvasim, they weren't top quality. But once you left them graze and grow larger and grow bigger, after a year, then they became top quality in Moav. Or maybe they imported Kvasim from Chevron to Moav to develop them into Elim. But regardless, you want to bring an ayil, bring it from Moav. You want to bring a keves, bring it from Chevron. Agolim, you want to bring an egel, young calf, bring from Shoroin or Sharon. Goizolos, you want to go and bring the oifeluch, that's the Toiru ben Ayoina, you bring the Haramalach. Rabbi Yehuda, Mevi'in kvasim shegovon kirochbon. You should go and bring kvasim, sheep, shegovon, their height is kirochbon, like their width. What does that mean? It means that you should have very heavy, fatty sheep. Having heavy, fatty sheep is considered to be a major mala, and that makes the kvasim in a mufchar. So, giving kvasim as a carbon that are dieting, maybe for the health conscious, this makes a lot of sense. But for karbonis, the best karbonis are those which are rachbon, which are nice and fatty and heavy. That's our gears in the Gemara. If you look at the Rashi Ksavya down below, shegovan kirachbon, five lines before the end of the perek, shegovan kirachbon, shei rachovin, they should be as wide, they should be wide, meroiv shamnan, from so much shemen. And so therefore, if they're going to be so wide, so then the width of their bellies is going to be like the height of the kvasim, either from the ground or at least from the belly up to their top. So it's going to be real kishmak and juicy. That's our girsa. However, there's another girsa that Rashi Ksavyad brings, l'shnachrina rechovim garsinan sheher gabeyan rechovim. In other words, instead of govan, which would mean the height, kirochban, like their width, rather the word govan is gabeyan. Gabeyan means their backs should be rechovim, should be very, very wide. So when you look at the keves, on the back of the keves, on the top of the back, you know, you're looking at the keves, you're looking at the top of it, so their backs should be nice and wide and bright, and that's what it means, not govan the height, but it means govan, their backs should be rechovim, should be wide from end to end. Omer Rav Barav Shila, my time, the beauty, wizard, beauty, get this from the Chassidus of the Pasuk. Yiramik v'chabayim hu kar nirchav. That your mikneh should be kar nirchav. Rashi says kar means keves. Keves, of course, again, is a lamb. Nirchav means asa, bright. It's nice and wide. So that's considered to be a gross amal. Now, who was the one that darshan this last vart? This was Rav Barav Shila. He was the one that brought a raya from this Yiramik necha a raya to Rav Yehuda. And since he brought a pshat and a pasuk, so we bring now a shtikal agadata, which is unrelated, other than that Rav Barav Shila was the one that addressed this next pasuk. Sif, shtei tachvay to do in pasuk. Al choy meisayach Yerushalayim ifkarati shoymrim kala yom v'chala layla. Tomid lo yechshu hamaskirim es Hashem al domi lechem. If I'm not mistaken, there is a niggin that they sing to this at chasanis and stuff, but we'd have to ask our expert in music, and that would be instead of Simcha Ilan. No, isn't there some sort of niggin about that? Anyway, so what about that? So it says ifkarati shoymrim, and the chamisayach yishlaim kadosh baruch hu went and set up shoymrim. Who are these shoymrim that are there kolayim v'chalalayla? Says Rashi, these are malachim, and these malachim lo yechshu. They are never silent. They're constantly saying something. You that are maski, you that remind us and tell us about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't be silent. So, Frank Timora, my Amri, what do these malachim say? You're saying, they're not silent. Oh, the same Rav Barav Shila. They say, Atosokim Terachim Tzion. A Kodesh Baruch Hu. Have Rachmonis on Tzion. And, ki eis lechanana ki vamoyer, so shungi kumen de zeit, and the Rebbeinu Shalom should go and bring the Geula for Klal Yisrael. So that's what these Shemim are saying all the time. Yeah, there's another nigga like that. I don't know if the two exactly. Well, the two are related. But I don't know. Alchem Misach has a similar nigga. I don't know. You have to ask Reb Simcha Ilan. He doesn't want to tell us at this time. So maybe after the shir, he will share with you some of his musical qualities. But anyway, so Lamaisa, that's what they said after Sokol Drachetzir. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar. No, they say instead, or say in addition, Boina Yerushalayim Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please go and rebuild Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. These psukim sound like when Nebuchadnezzar in Golis. But when we were, at the times of the Beis Hamikdash, were standing, so what did they say that? They didn't say Boina Yerushalayim Hashem. Yerushalayim was built. And therefore, what did they say early on? Again, Om Rav Rav Shila, Ki Boch Hashem B'tzion, Ivo L'moishev Rai. We, the Malachim are saying, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set his Beis HaMikdash, established his Beis HaMikdash here in Yerushalayim. Hashem was boicher, Hashem selected Tzion, Eva, the place, L'moish of Loi, for his Moshav. So the, what is this double Lashon, Kibor Hashem Tzion, Eva, L'moish of Loi? So the Marsha says in the back, Kibor Hashem Tzion means V'olam HaZeh, Isha, Eva, L'moish of Loi means V'olam HaBa. And he says, what does the word Eva mean? So many people know this word, but they think that it's a Hasidish word, but really it comes from the Marsha. What does Eva mean? Because Rashi says on the Pasuk, Ki Yod Al Kes Ka Milchom Al Hashem Amalek Midor Dar. So everybody knows the famous Rashi. What type of word is this? Ki Yod Al Kes. So to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that until Tzidkim and Mashiach, and we're going to be Moichek and destroy Amalek, as long as Amalek is around, Ein kisay shalom ve'ein shmoy shalom until yimachem izar shalom alik. Ah, that's why it doesn't say kisay and it doesn't say yud ke vav ke. It says ki yod al kase ka. Kase missing the aleph, ka yud ke missing the vav ke. So to my show, that's the evil of Moshe. When Mashiach will come, we're going to fill up the case and make it aleph kisay. We're going to fill up the yud ke. We're going to make it yud ke vav ke. And therefore, Baruch Hashem Etzion is on the Olam Hazeh, even the Moshe Lo is on the Olam. Sashen Abad. Beautiful. He says, Bekitzer, you see it here.
I heard better from you, more pair than B'Tzav in the Mashal.
Okay. Thank you very much. You're very kind, remember. He says, Bekitzer, as I hal beverta. So, no.
Because Alva, the one is very nice.
Yes, you like it, right? So, Kisei and Yudke Vovke. All right. Very good. Had Allah Kal Kamar Satzibur, and we continue on. Zoki more about the Tanai and Mishnah. Shtei Midosh Shel Yavish Hayu B'Mikdosh. In the base of Mikdosh, they had different Midos, and they used those Midos. Those are, we would call them measuring cups. This is a machloikus we had early on in the Gemara, whether those Midos were Niskadshu Kiklisharis or not Niskadshu Kiklisharis. When Madiyama holds it only the inside and not the outside. We had a machloikus about this earlier on. But anyway, but there were Midos Shel Yavish that were used to go and measure the esroinois that were brought for the karbonis mincha, and Mirchem on the Amud Beis, we're going to have another Mishnah that's going to tell us that there were also sheva midos shel lach. So therefore, there were two that were used for solids, seven that were used for liquids. Okay, so the Mishnah shem midos shel yavish hayu b'mikdash isorain v'chatzi isorain. One of them was the size of an isorain, the other one was the size of a chutzi isorain. And as we know, the minimum amount of flour that you have to bring for a carbon mincha is an isarai. So if a person was bringing flour, and he's bringing it to the gizbor, he's bringing it to the kohen, and you had to go and measure, do you have enough, do you have too much, you'd go and pour it into that isarai to go and measure it to make sure that you have the proper amount of mincha. And you also have the chatzi yisarin, and the Mishnah is going to explain what you need the chatzi yisarin for. Remeir says not that there were two midos, there were three midos. One was an yisarin, the second one was an yisarin, and the third was a chatzi yisarin. And the Gemara is going to ask, what do you need two separate esroinim for? Two separate midos, each one called an isarin. And the Gemara is going to tell us that, in fact, they were different in size, one from the other.
Is that Jerisa Eifah?
Sorry, Nachum?
Asirisa
Eifah
is an isarin?
Asirisa, yes. Vo'oimer, Asirisa Eifah, who? And that Asiris is an isarin, and it's a tenth of an Eifah. Exactly right. Anyway, so that's Isarin, Isarin, Vachatzi Isarin. Isarin, Mayayim, Mashamish. What did you use it for? Says the Mishnah, Shabayim, Mayayim, Lahom, Menachas. Every mincha that was brought. Any person brought a carb mincha, the minimum they had to bring was one isar, and so we go pour into that. What happens if a person wants to go and bring and he's a mincha of 50 esrayim? No problem. Then you have to measure it 50 times in that midah called the isar. What does that all mean? So the pasuk that we quoted before, which Mietzshim we're going to have on in our laning on Rosh Chodesh. So this part of the pasuk talks about the amount of the yayin. But there's another pasuk that says that shloisha esrin lapar, ushne esrin la'ayil, v'esrin la'keves, that there was the amount of the mincha that was part of the minchas the sachem that you brought for the par or the ayil or keves. It depended on what the size of the carbon was. If you had a par, a holy cow, then you had to go and bring shloisha esrin lapar. And if you had an ayil, shne esrin la'ayil. And if you had a keves, it would be esrin echad. So now, I might have thought lule our Mishnah that they had in the Beis Hamikdash a 3 Isarin container, a 2 Isarin container. Says the Mishnah, no. Both for the par and for the shnayim, for the ayil, what they would do is they would just go and be moided multiple times. El moidedon esroinais. Meaning that for the par, first you put in one Isarin and then you push, then you would go and pour it into another kli. Then you put another Isarin and a third time. And then you have altogether your 3 Isarinim, but not a single container that measured 3 Isarinim, but you use the single Isarin container 3 times. And by the aisle, you used it 2 times. Chati Isarin Mayim Meshamish. What did you use the Chati Isarin for? Says, Yimara Shemayim Moidil Chavite Kohen Gadol, Mechza Mboike Mechza Beinu Aboyim. As we know, the Kohen Gadol had to bring every single day of the year, he had to go and bring Chavitim. The Kohen Hedjit also had to bring Chavitim, but only once in his lifetime on the day of his installation. And the Kohen Gadol on his day of installation as Kohen Gadol, he had to bring two. One to be installed as Kohen Gadol, and one that he became already Kohen Gadol, because Kohen Gadol had to bring every day of the year. And if you remember, we had the Gemara before, that was at least a potential theoretical possibility that the Kohen Gadol brought 3. What would be that possibility if he was never a Kohen Hedjin until now? And the same day that he became a Kohen Hedjin, he also became a Kohen Gadol, which sounds like a very, very strange thing. But the possibility is because we've learned elsewhere that normally when a Kohen Gadol passes away, if his ben is ro'oi to go and fill the shoes of his father, then we make the son into the Kohen Gadol. What happens if Nimach the Kohen Gadol passes away young, and therefore his son is young, and his son was never Kohen Hedjit until now, so the same day becomes Kohen Hedjit, he also becomes Kohen Gadol, and if we would bring 3 Kabbanis, one for his Chinuchai als Kohen Hedjit, one Chinuchai als Kohen Gadol, and number 3 als Kohen Mashiach, that he is the Kohen Gadol that has to bring Chavitim every day. Anyway, what was that Chavitim? Every day he would go and bring in the morning Agantz Isarayin, and then he would go and split it up, and he would go and bring machtzisa mabayke, machtzisa ba'arev. And how did you go and split it up? Because you would go and pour it into the chatzi yisaren to show, oh, now you bring the chatzi yisaren in the morning, you have the chatzi yisaren in the afternoon.
That's what we said a few blad ago.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So, Baruch Hashem gives us an opportunity for some chazar. Yeah, but. So, Timon. Remember, the Meir said in the Mishnah that there were 2 esroinim, one yisaren and another yisaren. Tanya Ramey Oimer, Matamaloim Isar Nisar Lakevis Echad. Oh, so Chaposik in the Tera, that you learn Isar Nisar Lakevis Echad, the Shiva Sakvasim, you learn this on Yom Tiv. What's the double lotion Isar Nisar? Malamish Shayas Roinas Aiba Migdash, that there were 2 separate containers called an Isar. But you shouldn't think that they are identical. No, they were not identical. One was a little smaller, and one was a little bit bigger. Echad Godush, the Echad Mochuk. One was Kodesh. Kodesh means that it was really a smaller container. And the way that you had the fully Isarin was that you heaped the mincha into this container. And in fact, the heaping went on top of the rim. It protruded from the container. It went above the rim of the container. But of course, since we're talking about a solid and not a liquid, it stood in place. And therefore, that was how they did one form of measuring of Isarin with a godush, the Echad Mochuk, and the other one was the other way around. Mochuk means that it was leveled off at the top, it was not heaping, and since it was level and it had to be a full Isarin, so it went up to the rim of the second Isaron. So the second Isaron was larger, that when you leveled off the Isaron inside the Isaron, it fit inside the Isaron exactly. Mashenkin the Godish was smaller, and to get your full Isaron, you had to heap it over the top. If you look at the Rashi all the way in the bottom, last line, Echad Godush, Shahir Katan, it was small. When you heaped on top of it the extra flour, it came out the same as its chaveiroi, meaning the other Isaron, when it was machuk, when it was leveled off. Lahachi echad godish v'echad machuk. What's the reason why? Shemayas v'ilei gemara, t'shteim nidoi shel esroi nesoyi b'tzibur, v'shneim shoven havilei mida achas. Remei is saying very simple. Since the pasuk says Isar and Isar, which comes to tell you that they're two separate Isarim, if they're exactly identical, what do you need two for? One would be enough. Therefore, it's a simon that one was larger and one was smaller, as they take out the Kabbalah, as a Gemara, that the two were not the same. Now, which one did you use for which? Zhogt in the Mishnah, Godesh Boy Hoyim Moidil Chalam Menachas. Now, this seems to be a problem because if the entire mincha was not inside the kli, but some of it was protruding on top of the rim, did it become niskadish because it wasn't in the kli shards? So Tosfos talks about this back on Daf Ches of the days, and Tosfos says it's not a problem that even though it was godish and lamala from the rim, it was still niskadish anyway. It's a long Tosfos. It starts in Ches of Aleph Reb Chanina, and it continues on to Ches of the days on the Amud Beis. And Tosfos says in the middle of that that even though it was on top of it, it still was Mekadosh anyway. You go about, you see where it's a Shom Pei Zayin, it's about 12, 13 lines from the top of the Amud. Now skip down another two lines. At the end of the line it says Avol Godesh Zeh since the Godesh, that's part of the Midah. In other words, we said that how does it add up to an Isaron? If you add the Godesh on top, so then the Kli is Mekadesh, even though some of the Mincha is protruding and standing on the top in a heap form. Nevertheless, it's Niskadesh inside the Kli. If you want to look more into Zoysis, as for homework, you can go to Langa Zoysis starting from the Yomid Aleph. That was used Chol Merachas. Now on to the Amud Beis. Machuk Shaboyayim Moidil Chavite Koyin Got. That they used to use for the Koyin Got. The Chavit. But the obvious question is, Manishtana, what's the difference between one and the other?
It said this Chatzi.
We're going to talk about the Chatzi Yisaron a little bit later. But now the question is, what's the reason why the Machuk Shaboyayim Moidil Chavite Koyin Got? Why is Chavitim so different? Explains the Rashi at the top. For a very practical Balbatish reason. Because just like we just heard now from Dr. Goldfarb, that you have to go and be moided into the Chatzi Esroinim, so you're going to have to pour from this Isaron into the Chatzi Isaron. So if it's heaping on the top, and you're going to bend it over to try to go and pour it, guess what's going to happen? Some of the flour is going to spill. So therefore, just put it into a level kli, so that when you pour it, it'll be much easier to handle, so none of it should go and spill. So look at the top. Rashi, the fish yesh lay lechalik b'shnei chatzoy yisorei, v'm hoye godush kishoy metaltloy lechatzoy. So as he's carrying it to go and split it up into half, hoye mispazor gabi karka. Some of it would spill out onto the ground, and therefore that's why that top one, or inside the yisorin, which was used for the chavitim, that had to be a mochuk and nishka godush. That was Remain. The Chum Moimim Lehoy Yishem Al Yisorn Echad. That was the Tanakam of our Mishnah. There was only one Yisorn Chinema. The Yisorn Echad, the Kevus Echad, Sinodu Eina, and Nishka Tzvei. Frank Yvonne came out, I'm Aloim Yisorn Yisorn. Twice the Yisorn Yisorn. The Rabbi is Chatzi Yisorn. Oh, because according to everybody, there was a Chatzi Yisorn. So this second Yisorn comes to tell you that there was another Kli, which was a Chatzi Yisorn. But Remei Chatzi Yisorn Menolei, how does he know? Because after all, he learned from the two Yisroinim, two Yisorn Yisorn, one Godesh and one Mochuk. How does he know the din of the Chatzi Yisorin? Nafkalin made the Isorin, because it says the Isorin, Isorin. Therefore, you learn out both. If you hear it, it brings the Isorin Echad, the Kevus Echad, but there's also another part of the Isorin, Isorin, which we brought on the Omid Aleph. This pasuk brings again Isaron Isaron, but there's another pasuk. If you look in Parshas Pinchas, one pasuk is in Shavuos, in other words, the carbon that was brought on Shavuos, and the other carbon that was brought on Sukkos. One of them says Isarin. Isarin is you have the extra vav. Anyway, there's an extra vav. Zogti Gemara. That's how he learns from that vav. Rabbanan vav lidashi. The Rabbanan don't learn from the extra vav, and therefore they need the double Isarin to tell you the chatzisar. Because after all, it's mashu from that. This is only one isarin and not two. Like we said in the Mishnah, that the same isarin that was used for your keves or for your regular mincha was also used for the par or for the aisle. Aye, by the par you needed three, and the shnayim, and by the aisle you needed two. So you did it three times or two times. The Rabbanan, how did the Rabbanan know that there's only one Isarin and you don't make a three or a two for Parvi Ayil? Nafkalumi Nikhudai. From the extra Nikhuda. Sani Umrab Yoysi Lama Nokin Vov Shiba Emta Isarin, Shal Isarin Rishon, Shal Yamtav Rishon, Shal Chag. If you look at the Yamtav Rishon Shal Chag, it says in the Torah Isarin, Isarin. And on the word Isarin, there's a pintula on top of Nikhuda. What does that Nikhuda come to tell you? That you only use one Isarin, you don't use a two or a three or for the aisle or for the pa. So the mayor uses the extra vav and the rabbanan disagree. They say vav leidarish, and the chacham uses the extra nekuda and the mayor says nekuda leidarish. Good. Chatzi yisar mayim mishamish mayim moide lechavite koyin got. Now the lashon of the Mishnah was that they use the chatzi yisarin to be moide, and you heard about 2 or 3 minutes ago, Dr. Goldfarb was all concerned about this and said at the top of the Yomid, what do you mean that they use the Mochak Shabbai Hayim Moideh the Chavitei Kohen Gadol? We just said now that you use the Chatzi Isarin to be Moideh Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Wasn't that your Kasha, Dr. Goldfarb?
Yeah, oh,
exactly his Kasha. I said we're going to see it shortly.
I found the Isarin, sir.
You found it?
No.
Baruch Hashem. Yogti Gemara Moideh. You're telling me to use the Chatzi Isarin to be Moideh Rimini? Maybe Isarin Shalim Bechaytzayu. The Kohen Gadol would go and bring chavitim from his own money. So he brought from his own home a container full of flour, and that container was an Isarin. So he already measured it out at home, and he already had an Isarin Shalim. What he's going to do in the Beis Mikdash now is he's going to go and pour it from his container into the Chatzi Isarin to make sure that there's Chutzi for the morning and Chutzi for the afternoon. So in Bazoi, Freit of the Yimura, why did it say in the Mishnah that he's Moideh with the Chatzi Isarin? It was already Nimdad. The word over here, Moideh, doesn't really mean to measure ab initio from the very beginning. Rather, it means that he's Mechalik. That the Kohen Gadol had already measured it at home inside his own Isarin, and now he's bringing the Beis Hamikdash, and now you put it to Chatzi Isarin to go and measure it. The Kohen, you can go and ask Akasha, maybe this is also what Dr. Goldfarb was silently alluding to before. Now that Gemara is concluding that the Kohen Gadol brings the actual Isarin Mibesoi in his own Isarin Shalem, so what do you need that Kli that was mochuk for to go and pour in the flour for the Kohen Gadol's chavitin? And we said at the top of the Yomid, the reason why you have to have the special mochuk, because he would go and pour it from there into the Chatzi Isarin. Didn't the Kohen Gadol already measure it? You were saying he brought already Isarin Shalom from his home. So what's going on over here? Anyway, that's not my kasha. That's the top toisus is kasha, at the very, very top of the Yomid. What did the top toisus said? Moided or mini chavite kohen gadol. So now the Gemara only asked this kasha on the chatzi isarin. The Chor, the Gemara should have asked this kasha on the isarin according to a meir. Mehodik omer a meir umochak sheboi moided chavite kohen gadol. Why didn't they ask the same kasha that it says that the Kohen Gadol brought from Mibesa, he brought the Isarin Shalem? The reason why, so Kadaita, Shibam Moid Bezeh, Ubam Bezeh. The Gemara assumed in the Havamina that sometimes the Kohen Gadol would measure it at home, and sometimes the Kohen Gadol would measure it when he got to the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, he had a choice. Sometimes Yitzhak measured out Pinklach Isarin Shalom at home, and when he brought it to the Beis Mikdash, all he had to do was now pour it into Chatzi Isarin. Or At other times, he hadn't measured it all out. He just brought in a large quantity, a sack of flour, and now he's measuring it for the first time inside this machuk. Lulik de Ritoisis, Wamgiken Zong, that he did it twice. In other words, he brought from his home Isarin Shalem. However, who knows that his Isarin is so pinklich, it's so meticulous in its measure. So he would go and pour it into the Isarin Machuk in the Beis Midrash to make sure that it's Taka and Isarin. And from there, he would go and pour it weiter into the Chatzi Isarin. Good. Anyway, Boimene Rabbi Bachomim Rav Chisda. Halfway down the Amid, Chatzi Isarin the Rebbe Meir. Godeshoye oy Machukoye. This Chatzi Isarin the Rebbe Meir has. Was that a Godesh or Mochik? After all, they had two Kalim. One was Mochik, one was Godesh. What was the status of the Chatzi Yisarim? Freiti Mora, Simen Chatzi Chavite Shulchan. But Tiboy Lach L'Rabbanim, why are you asking this question on the Kutra Meir? Why don't you ask L'Rabbanim? After all, Rabban would probably pass him like the Rabbanim, because that's the Rabbim, and that's the Tanikama, and he also said they had a Yisarim and Chatzi Yisarim. So ask the same question. What was the size of that Chatzi Yisarim? And in fact, Freiti Mora, instead of just asking about Chatzi Yisarim, the Rabban Yisarim, Gufi Kami Bailu, Godesh Hoya Oy Mochakaya. Taka, what was the size of that Yisarim? We know Kuntra Meir, one and one. But what do we know about the Rabban? Was it Godesh or was it Mochuk? Amalezi told him, the reason why I'm asking Aliba Dremeir by Chatzi Yisarim is because from Remeir, hopefully we'll be able to understand the Rabban. Because after all, the Machloikis and the Mishnah is only the Gabi, the number of the Kalim, but not in the size of the Kalim. So, Omalei, Midrameir, Nishma Lirameir, Umidrameir, Nishma Lirabanan. From Remeir, first we're going to go and figure out and infer and derive what Remeir holds. And then from Remeir, we're going to derive what the Chacham hold. What do you mean? So, if you mean, Omidrameir eats Sorin, Mochuk, Chatzi Isorin, Nami Mochuk. Since according to Meir, the Isorin was Mochuk, then the Chatzi Isorin was probably also Mochuk. Hey, well, one second. According to Meir, there were two Isorinim. One was Mochuk, one was Godesh. So why do you say because of the Isorin was Mochuk, then the Chatzi Isorin was also Mochuk? But the Pshat is we're talking about the Isorin that was used for the Chavitin. The Isorin for the Chavitin was Mochuk. So now the same Chatzi Yisarin, which is also being used for the Chavitim, is Mestaber, it's also Mochuk, because they're both being used for the same thing, for the Chavitim. So both of them were probably Mochuk. Ah, once I've concluded that with Remeir, it was probably Mochuk. Mirameir Mochuk, Lerban, Nami Mochuk. Mirameir Mochuk, Lerban, Nami Mochuk. So then it's Mestaber to go and say that the Rabbanan are just like Remeir, because again, the Olam Machloikis is one or two. But Lechoyre, if according to Remeir, it was Mochuk, the Isarin, and the Rabbanan used that Isarin for the Chavitim as well, they used it for everything, but they also used it for Chavitim, so presumably they would agree that it would be Mochuk and not Godush. And remember, like Rashi said at the top, because if it would be Godush, it would be mechanically difficult to go and pour from the Godush into the Chatzi Isar. Good. Boimrei Rambam Chomim Rav Chisda, Chavit Koyin Gadol, Ramnei Mechalkon Lechalois. If you remember, we had the Gemara before that just like the Lechem upon him was 12 chalois, the Chavite Kohen Gadol was also 12 chalois. How do we know? The Gemara learned that Chukah Chukah, it says Chakoylem, Chakoylem, Mitagzei Rishon. So there were 12. So now you went and baked the 12 chalois and you want to go and split them up. And you used, of course, 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon. Now the question is, how did you split them up? Did you split them up beyond? In other words, just use your hands and your fingers and figure out equal portions. Or basically, did they have some sort of measure or some sort of scale, some sort of weights to figure out? Tomorrow, pshita b'yad. Avada has to be b'yad. Nehibakli, tortani yachnis. Are they going to bring in tortani? Tortani means a scale. Are they going to go and bring a scale into the Beis Hamikdash to go and weigh it? Apparently, our Gemara is suggesting that Isarin is not a volume, it's a weight. Could be that the word tortani is lav davka. That's not mashva. Mashva is taka davka. He's going to go and bring a scale in. Freit Mar, do you really think, in your honest opinion, they're going to go and bring scales into the Beis Hamikdash? Freit Mar, why not viachdus? Yeah. If you have Isarin to go and measure, why shouldn't you have a tortani to go and weigh it? So I'll tell you what. Can you call it siv? Since the tortani is referred to in the Teichecha, therefore it's not derechar, it's to go and bring it. Now, where does it say in the Teichecha? It says in the Pasuk, in the Teichecha, Rashi brings it on the top, halfway down the Amud, Veishivu lachmachem b'mishkol, that they're going to return the lechem by weighing it. In other words, people are going to be so poor that they're afraid of giving away even a tenth of an ounce more to somebody else. It's going to be a real meticulous weight. And therefore, since Nebuch, the reference to scales in the Torah is written Nebuch in the Torah, the Klala, that's why we would not want to bring a Mishkol into the Beis HaMikdash, because that would bring to mind, oh, you see, you're taking the Lechem and you're using the Mishkol. What are we referring to? We know that on the Shulchan and the Beis HaMikdash, they had there the 12 lechem aponim chalas. 6 on one marocha, 6 on the other marocha. And on the two top of the two marochois, they had bezichei levoina. Bezichim are like small kelim, small containers that hold in them a koimitz of levoina. How much is a koimitz? We've had before in the Gemara that a koimitz, according to Rava, was at least two kezeisim. According to Abaye, it could be even less than two kezeisim. But derech klal, we assume like Rava, because Abaye v'Rava loch t'Rava. Okay, so when the Gemara is referring to the kamatzim, we're referring to the shiur of the levoina, and we're talking about that it was not in Bezichin. For whatever reason, the Bezichin couldn't be found, they were misplaced, whatever the situation was, the Gemara wants to know, just like the Shulchan is Mekadish, the Lechem on the Shulchan, because this man, the Yama, hold the Midoy Sayobesh and the Tanner were not Mekadish, so how did the Lechem upon him become Kadish when they went on the Shulchan? Shulchan was a Shulchan that was Mekadish, the Lechem. Question is, what happens if you put the Koimitz Levoina on the same Shulchan without Bezichim? Do they also come Niskadish? Is my Shekadish Kimotzim? Kimotzim referring to the Koimtzin, the Kimitzois, the size of the Levoina. The Goydish Alay. Goydish means in the height of the, or really in this case it means the ear space of the Shulchan. The word Godish, like we had until now, means the heaping. Here we're not talking really heaping, we're talking about just heaping means it's on top of the kli, in the ear space. So what about if you have the kmotzei or koimtzei levoina on top of the ear space of the shulchan, would it become this Kaddish even with the absence of bezichim? It's not Mekadish the Levoin. You have to have Bezichin. Right tomorrow, any of Amr Rabbi Yochan, and Dibri Oymet Vachayim, and Mechza Koifel, Nim to Shulchan Mekadish, and Misha Asa Tefach Lemala. Dibri Oymet Vachayim Koifel, Nim to Shulchan Mekadish, and Beis Tefach Lemala. What does the Gemara mean? How tall was the Lechem upon him? We know that the Lechem upon him, they were one on top of the other. They were 6 on one Marocha, one on top of the other, and 6 on the other Marocha, one on top of the other. So now, how tall was each one of the lechem upon him is a machloikis, whether it was 2.5 tvachim tall, or it was only 2 tvachim tall. Now, how did they make the lechem upon him? Lechem upon him was first flat, and then with a mold, they folded over the two sides, and therefore it looked like some sort of like a U, but it folded even further, and in between there was a hole in it, and therefore, lechem upon him, you're able to go and see the other upon him, you're able to see the others, because it was like a hole in between. It's in a sense similar to a bagel. Not really a bagel, but it was like a U form, and therefore you were able to go and see through it. Anyway, but the point is, Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Rabbi Yama Tfachayim u'mechza koifel, that when they bent it over, it was 2.5 tall, because since there's 6 one on top of the other, if each one is 2.5, how much is 6 times 2.5? 6 times 2.5? It's 15. Oh, so it's approximately 15 tvachim tall. Zivyayim, if you only hold that each lechem upon was only 2 koifel, nimtu shulchan, how many would be that then? 6 times 2 would be 12. Nimtu shulchan makadish, you'd base tafach lamal. So now, what's the purpose of this Rabbi Yochanan? Is Rabbi Yochanan only telling us simple arithmetic? I think most of us can figure this out on our own, and we don't need Rabbi Yochanan for that. Elamai Zotrashi, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell you not only that it's Mekadish the Lechem, but Lechoy that it's Mekadish also the Levoina. And that's what he's telling you. Even if it's up to 15 Tvachim high from the Shulchan, it's still Mekadish. Is the Chassimin that it's Taka your Mekadish? There are two types of Kedusha. You can have Kedusha that is imbued in it so that now you can go and bring those Bezicha Levoina and put them on the Mizbeach, on the Marocha. Or you can have Mekadosh Lipasl. That means that there's so much Kedusha that if, for instance, a Tvul Yoim would go and touch it, it would become Pasl. Or it would be Pasl, for instance, B'yoytze. So therefore, you can have kind of a semi-Kedusha. There's not enough Kedusha that you should be able to be makter on the Mizbeach, because it wasn't inside the Bezichen. However, there is enough Kedusha that it becomes Pasl, B'yoytze, or B'tvul Yoim, etc. So remember, right before we got to this Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara said, what's the din? It's Mekadosh, Kamatzim, Omalei, ain't my Mekadosh, it's not Mekadosh. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan says that it is Mekadosh. So it's not Mekadosh for purposes of being able to put on the Maroch. It doesn't get 100% of Kedusha, but it gets 50 or 80% of Kedusha, according to Rabbi Yochanan. That Kedusha would make it, that it could be Kompostel if it goes out of the Azara, be Kompostel, Biyoitse, etc. Okay, Zog the Mishnah. We spoke about the two midas of Yavish. Seven midas of lach are you ben mikdash. There were 7 midas of lach. What were the sizes? Hin, chatzia hin, shlishas hin, revias hin, loik, chatzia loik, or revias loik. Now, what did you use each one of these for? Miyat Hashem, if you turn to the Mishnah on Pei Ches Amar Aleph, Miyat Hashem, we're going to learn tomorrow exactly what each one was used for. So we're not going to go through all of the kelim today in the Mishnah. We're going to go only speak about some of them, what the uses were. So we have 7 starting from Hin all the way down to Revias HaLoik. Now exactly how many Lugin are there in a Hin? There are approximately 12 Lugin in a Hin. So you start over the Hin, which is 12 Lugin. Chatzia Hin is 6. Shlishas Hin would be 4. Revias Hin would be 3 Lugin. And then from the 3 Lugin we go and drop down to a Loik. And then Chatzia Loik and Revias HaLoik. So in other words, there was no 2 Lugin. It was down from 3. Down to 1. Reblazer Rabbi Tzadik Oimer, Shnosa Soyibahin. Adkan the Parve, Adkan the Ail, Adkan the Kenis. Reblazer Tzadik says, you didn't have 7 midois, one which was a Chatziahin, a Shlishahin, and a Viasahin. The reason why you didn't need the, well, let's think about this for a moment. And the Pasik says, Chatziahin Yelapar, or Shlishahin, Ail, or a Viasahin, like Kevis. You are going to lay this on Rish Chaydish. Okay, so now that's why the Tanna Kama says you need a shlishis hin, but revias hin, but chatzia hin. Says Reb Leizer, no. You could have 1 hin and it had shnosis. Shnosis means that they had marks or indentations on the side of the hin. And you see there's a picture here in the Rashi, and the Rashi shows a picture of a jug, and you see on the side it has those markings. It's only missing what each mark represents. The chatzia hin, the shlishis hin, the revias hin. Good. But shnas lo yibihin, ad kan the parvi, ad kan the ayil, ad kan the kevis. And now there's a machloikis whether that means it was only 1 kli altogether. And although the Mishnah only mentioned the par, ayil, and kevis, but in fact, you continue down. And like this picture, because the picture doesn't just show 3 notches, there are really 7 notches that you had. All to the same thing applies to the loik and chatzia loik. So that's a machloikis now between the upper Rashi and the bottom Rashi, whether it goes for all 7 or not. You see the top Rashi holds as yeah. That's Rashi in the Mishnah. We have the picture. Loyoyisham dalad midois ella hin bilvod. Ushnasa were not really dalad on the side. It says zayin midois ella hin bilvod. Only 1 hin. Ushnasa simonim hoyu by ad kan the par. And Kadla Ayil, and Kadla Kevis. Vachinami, how you boy shnosis lulug v'chatzil and chinami. And the same thing was for Allah Azim. But the Banam Rashi and others disagree and say that only the hins, that's the chatzi and the shlishis and revias hin. But for all the others, in fact, they had additional k. Anyway, continuing on, Reb Shimon Aymer lo yisham hin. You didn't need a hin b'chlal. You never had a hin. You only had a chatzi a hin. You had a shlishis hin. You didn't need a hin. What do you need it for? He says, I agree with the Tanna Kamma that there were 7 midos, but not that the first one was a hin. Take out the hin. But rather between the revias a hin, which was 3 loigin, and the next size, which was the loig, insert 1.5 loigin. Not a tour, but a 1.5. What's the reason why? That means the chavitin, just like we said that you had the chatzi isorim to go measure half an isorim in the morning, half an isorim in the afternoon. Similarly, you had this loigemechza because initially you brought 3 loigin, then you had to divide the 3 loigin. Tana Rabbanan. Sheva mina shalacha yibam migdash. There were seven altogether. Revias, a revias aloik, v'chatzi aloik, v'loik, or revias ahim, u'shlish ahim, v'chatzi ahim, v'hem dibi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same seven that we had in the Mishnah, but he's saying it in reverse order. And in fact, now Reb Meir is going to say it in the same order that we have in the Mishnah. Reb Meir, Omer, Hin v'chatzi hin, Shlishi hin, Revi'is hin, V'loik, V'chatzi loik, Revi'is loik. So if you look at it carefully, you'll see that they're all exactly the same in different orders. And the obvious question is, so why is this? So Yemar is going to ask that Amir Tashem tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be able to sleep tonight and you won't be too bothered by the Kasha. But Yemar is going to ask, my benayu, why are we repeating each other just in reverse order? Mechem for tomorrow. They didn't have a hin. Who needs a hin? You didn't need it. So which one am I going to bring instead? Like we had in the Mishnah. So they told him, no, you don't need that. You can go and use the chatzi loig. In other words, use it three times. Just like we said by the case of the Isarim, the Amud Aleph. The power of the eye, you use it two times, three times. Here too, use the chatzi loig and use it three times, and therefore you get the loig v'chatzi. According to you, chatzi loig, you could take out the word loig on the side of the nimteros shita. Chatzi loig loyas. What do you mean the chatzi loig for? Revias ois hasham. Take the revias aloig, the efshel l'shayim revias, and use the revias two times, and that's how you can get your chatzi loig. When it comes to the midos halach, each one had its own singular purpose, and therefore you cannot go and say use the chatzi loig three times. Chatzi loig was for the purpose of the Mishnah down below, which we'll see, mayim l'soita, and the purpose of the one and a half loigin was for the purpose of the chavita machzisa boikem machzisa ba'arav. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi.
So that picture is not.